sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight. Pamela is the voice of Bobby Hill, the young son from King of the Hill on Fox, 8:30 Sunday nights, and in syndication, I'm guessing, fifth season?
We're, our seventh season is starting.
Holy crap.
On Sunday.
Starting, all right. Done
yeah.
Six.
It's crazy.
It's funny. It's, King of the Hill was like, started off, then sort of flattened out, then picked up again.
They moved us.
Was that what happened?
We were on Sunday nights, and we were, like, in this block with The Simpsons and X-Files, and then they moved us to Tuesdays, and everybody said, oh, that show was great. I don't know what happened to it, and then we moved back to Sundays, and now we're actually in prime time at 8:30, which is great.
It's a very well-done show. It's well-written, and the pace isn't too hurried. Like, they don't take this the wrong way. They don't try too hard.
Yeah.
They're not pushing for the joke all the time or going for the obvious thing.
They let, like, real moments happen, you know, like people can stand there and drink beer, and there can be 40 seconds of silence of just these four men saying, yep, to each other, and
I know.
There's a kind of poetry in that.
Kind of like, kind of like the Man Show. Except for we don't say yep. Our writers couldn't come up with that.
Just plain old quiet.
What do you mean, Mangione?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
We have a whole Chuck Mangione thing on King of the Hill. So.
I was talking about the Man Show, which is
a
famous show that I do on Comedy
I've
Center.
I've heard of that show.
And Chuck Mangione, yeah, I like him, too. He opens up the malls. Plays the flugelhorn, not the trumpet, Chuck.
A lot That's
of people
right.
Don't know that
Thank
about him.
Thank you for knowing.
And where's that crazy hat? Now, anyway, Pamela was on the show 7 years ago. Well, first thing she did is beautiful serendipity because I'm out of red wine, and it's Drew knows.
Oh, boy.
I like to drink myself a little red wine.
Could have been a very painful evening.
Well, here's what it is. And this just... I look at Pamela as a little, an angel from heaven, because I have a bottle of red wine in my house that has just a splash left at the bottom, and when I say just a splash, I mean like four glasses.
Yeah.
No.
There's a box. It wasn't even a bottle.
A finger.
Yeah. I have a pony keg in my house that just has about 40 cups left in it. No, I have a glass of red, I have a bottle of red wine in my house. It's up to, this is great radio, but it's up to here. It's up to here. There's a small glass left in it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I swing by the liquor store and pick myself up a bottle of red wine on my way out because I like a couple glasses when I come home. And then I thought, come on, what are you, an alcoholic? Like, you just have your one glass, you go to bed tonight, you get yourself a bottle tomorrow. And I thought, all right, fair enough. And then here comes family.
Wow.
Party time.
That's from
you see what happens?
Vineyard in the Santa Ynez, like beautiful. Out of Santa Barbara.
Forget about that. That was just God telling me to keep drinking. Drink more. Right.
He doesn't even have to miss one day of his beloved wine.
Yeah.
All right. And Pam will do some, she'll do a little, what else you got going besides
Let's
King of the Hill?
Let's get to the sex. I'm a spokesperson for the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, and I like to encourage people to do the trick-or-treat program. And
how's that trick-or-treat program work?
It's excellent. It's the kids go around, and I say to them, you know, get your candy, don't worry about it, but take your box and, you know, have people put coins in it, and 3 cents can prevent a child from blindness and the whole bit. And my oldest daughter's
by
five.
Protecting his eyes with the coins? Or
yes, you put the penny on the actual
Where's
cornea.
Where's the third penny go? That's
and ask Dr. Drew about it. He'll know. It's real. The third penny.
No, you don't 3 cents can protect a child from
yes,
blindness.
Yes, because
still sounds
it's
like
a dose of vitamin A.
I don't know if I'd give it. Sounds a little rich for my blood.
Anyway.
All right, so this is a good idea. So the kids yeah. go around, and they bring the UNICEF box,
mm-hmm.
and they trick-or-treat, and they ask the people to throw a quarter in the box.
Yeah.
And then they do what with the box?
But people in California are so unaware of this program. So
my kids
you know,
do it.
Do they?
Yeah, it looks.
I'm
the box
so
looks
happy
like
to
a
hear that.
Little those little cameras, the little box cameras.
Yes, and exactly so Sunday I was on City Walk all day. So people come up and they, you know, take it off the table, the box, and they say, "Is it free?" And we're like, "Yes." And so like a lot of people bring me back the box and say,
"Where's the camera?
You tricked me." I'm like, what do you mean? There's no cookies in the box.
Oh, it looks like there's
no cookies. There's no camera. I'm like, no, dear. This is something you do for the children.
Mexicans love free cookies.
Yeah. And yes, I think the people do. And then I had my favorite conversation was with the 65-year-old white woman who said, "I don't feel comfortable asking people for money who I don't know." And I said, "It's so funny because I don't feel comfortable with starving, malnourished children." Oh. And she kind of looked at me. And then she came back and she took $3.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, because I worked her.
Nice. I love working the elderly.
Ending suffrage.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about getting old, especially when you're white. You feel obliged to give everyone your sort of personal agenda. I'm not a big fan of the pop music. I find it... Would you shut up, you old hag?
It's that generation, though. I mean, that's my mom's generation, and they are going out with a bang. I gotta tell you.
Every time I talk to, like, my grandma or anyone over 60, they go, "I found this. I saw an episode."
They have an opinion, which is, you know...
Look, let me tell you what their opinion is. Everything anyone under 50 does sucks.
Yeah.
So we know, old-timers. You don't like anything.
It's the stupidest thing they've ever seen.
I know. I swear to God, I sat next to one of my grandmom's old friends. She's like, "I saw an episode. I saw a show you did. I don't know what show it was, but you talked about fecal matter for 20 minutes." And I was like, it comes up from time to time, but I guarantee it didn't go on for 20. No, I saw this.
20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And she doesn't exaggerate.
And I was like, "You saw it on TV?" "Yes." And what time was it on? 9 o'clock at 9 o'clock
at night.
I wasn't on at 9. She just kept going on.
How many commercial breaks in my diatribe?
Please, you old hag. Just shut up.
Oh, she was in the world.
Oh, shut up. I swear to Christ, these old people.
She didn't have an orange until she was 15.
War. Please.
Let's get to the sex.
I'm not comfortable with this. Shut up.
I'm not comfortable asking people. Well, the program is actually about your grandchildren, but, you know, whatever.
Do you do other voices?
I do.
She does Mexicans.
I do. I'm Spinelli on Recess.
Mm-hmm.
Which
sure,
is,
Recess.
You know, Disney show. We had a movie, and I'm lucky on 101 Dalmatians.
Do a little Spinelli from Recess.
"Listen, Mr. Playground King, you want to meet Mrs. I don't remember."
Do the Mexican from
City
Walk.
I'm so full of placenta in my brain. "There's no cookies in the box, man." he appears frequently on King of the Hill.
And now who was the last one? 101 Dalmatians?
Lucky.
There's Lucky. I do Otto on Time Squad. I play young Tito on Rocket Power. I do. How old are your kids?
They're 10. They watch a lot of Rocket Power.
Yeah, I play young Tito. You know, whenever he goes back to his days in Hawaii as a boy, I'm him.
Well, that's funny.
Young Tito from Rocket Power.
Well, Tito is the big heavy guy that flips hamburgers.
Tito.
Yeah.
All right, you two.
Yeah. Okay.
That was Buzz Lightyear's commander. I'm Commander Nebula.
Whatever.
You're hearing Commander Nebula's voice right now.
Yeah. How dare you, Drew? I have range.
Oh.
Is that Anderson? I hear the sound effects now. I'm excited. Whatever.
John, you're 30. What's up?
Hey, guys. I guess my question is for Dr. Drew. I've got a girlfriend. I've had girlfriends before, but even when, you know, the sexual relationship is what I think is pretty healthy, I still have an urge to masturbate somewhat frequently.
And yet you have an expert here on this topic, and you have to...
Well, that's what I figured.
No, I'm not the expert.
Yeah,
off about jacking off all night long.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go.
I'm going to answer this in the voice of Commander Nebula. Buzz! All right. What's he want to know? Beating off
four
or five times a day? No, that's fine.
It's a little.
Wait, is this a 4 or 5 times a week?
In spite of having a good.
Do you have any kids?
No.
You're gonna have all girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this what happens?
That's what I've been told.
If you masturbate a lot?
Yeah, in the shower.
Is that a result of something? Or,
No. No science.
A fair amount of porn in my day. I just wondered if that had something to do with it.
Are you wondering whether or not you're sexually compulsive? Is that what you're asking us?
I don't know.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Are you an addict?
Drug addict? No.
Were you never addicted to anything? All right. So
you're fine. You just
cigarettes.
Like,
I mean, I.
No.
Is this a way for you to have a little me time? Do you know what
that
I mean?
Like, Schneider time.
Guys who feel like they're hemmed in a little in the relationship, like to sort of find themselves with a little porn and alone.
You're not betraying your girlfriend. You're not betraying your woman.
I'm not really worried about that. It was more of a, I don't know.
Hey, you're fine. As long as your sexual appetite for her is fine.
Right, it doesn't interfere with that relationship, right.
There's a dead bug and a piece of chocolate on the talkback thing.
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, it's all class here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. I think you should just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, satisfies this woman who cares.
And
Alex?
Keep doing it forever.
Yeah.
Sure.
Alex, you're 17. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say King of the Hill, awesome show. Man Show is great.
Great.
And I love all you guys.
Thanks.
But my question particularly pertains to Adam because he is the masturbating god.
Thanks. Well, now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I think he was the... What's the word you use? The world...
Commander Nebula.
No, in receiving oral sex. He's the world's...
I'm the receptacle.
I'm the number one...
Receiver.
Well, my technique for receiving oral...
It leads the world. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I don't get a lot of oral.
Yeah.
But I have the best technique.
Yeah.
You want to see?
That's fantastic.
Watch.
Sure.
This is very... Adam, she's pregnant. Be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this your water may burst.
I may fall asleep. Okay.
All right. Well, Mike...
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, again, good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was it,
but not bad, right?
Not bad.
He leaned his head back and closed his eyes, and it was over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's about
there was cool. No effort.
That's right.
That's what she said.
Well, all the great ones make it look effortless. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 17, so what do you want to know about beating off?
Yeah, well, according to you, I'm a lightweight. I'm about three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question about the positions. Like, why do some positions, like, it feels better than others when you finally, like, climax?
Oh, who cares? Like, only God knows that. Really? What's somewhere, something? You mean, like, standing up or
right.
Laying down?
If you touch your
balls. Yeah?
I can say balls. Good. I love to have a door open for me. Yeah. I said balls.
The scrotum door just swung wide open.
Listen,
for you.
Enjoy yourself. You're 17.
Yeah, just find the position you like and do it. But hold on. No, wait a minute. Alex.
Yeah.
What is the position that feels best?
Like, probably lounging in a chair.
Oh, wait a minute. He's stealing some of your thunder there.
Yeah, that's my oral position. That's what made me number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number one. I mean, maybe that's just the position to go with for all sexual needs.
You're just sitting in a chair, so like sort of,
yeah,
sort
like
of reclining?
Yeah, leaning back, like mm-hmm. in a chair.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Isn't that a little messy?
I don't know. It can be, but I mean, just the tissues nearby, I guess.
Whose chair is it?
That gets very PC. Get a washcloth. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to do you a favor right now.
Listen, young man.
Listen to mother. I've gone through a full life cycle since I've been here. I wasn't a mom the last time I was here. It's just so weird. You take a washcloth and you make it warm afterwards, and you clean yourself off with a warm, wet washcloth. You'll love it. Mm-hmm. And then when you get with a girl, you get a girlfriend or whatever, you ask her to do that for you.
Let me tell
you're welcome.
Let me tell you the problem with once that mess gets on you, it becomes like a silicone caulk.
That's what happens
it
in the shower.
I mean, it gets in that belly hair, and it's there for months.
That's not okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like you have to roll this stuff. It's not just the cursory swipe with the brawny towel is not going to cut it.
That is peanut butter.
That's called jizz caulk, and they sell it at Osh.
You can't get it up in that area. It is. And as you get older and as you get hairier, it gets worse.
Aren't there any women out there?
Mm.
You know,
girls,
I,
let me tell you something.
One of the things about being pregnant is your testosterone levels kind of start floating up a little bit.
Really? Really?
Dan's more man than me or you tonight.
That's right.
I have so much.
You're brassy, baby.
I could have a penis in me right now. You don't know.
In you or
in me?
In you, yes.
Yeah.
See?
Huh? Impressive.
I have a tushy.
Mm-hmm.
In me.
All right. You want to take the guesswork out of having a penis in you?
You can just be with Adam.
I usually use another word. I'm being soft.
All right. Let's move forward. Martina?
Uh-huh.
You're 27?
Yes.
You want to hear Pam's impression of a young Latina woman?
Sure.
Go ahead, Pam. Come on.
No, tell me.
Right.
I could never.
Okay.
How come we've had other people that do voices on this show? They always, I can't do this voice, I can't do that voice.
Yeah, I can. It's copyright.
Yeah.
Commander Nebula.
Right.
I don't want to offend people.
All right. Go ahead. Too late.
What's
Go
going on, Martina?
Well, I had my little girl 4 months ago yesterday, and I started the patch. This is my second month on Ortho Abra.
Mm.
And I'm losing substantial amount of hair. Now, I did a little research on Ortho Ever, and I understand that it's 20 to 25% of women have reported somewhat of a hair loss. My question is, will this subside? Will it continue? Is it
probably
related to the pregnancy?
You're losing.
That's a birth control patch?
Yeah. She's losing on her head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. How long ago did you deliver?
4 months ago.
Yeah,
yesterday.
There's something called telogen effluvium that comes around pregnancy where sometimes your hair will sort of all, normally each individual hair has a life cycle and they sort of grow and fall out. And after pregnancy, they'll sometimes time all together and all fall out. You lose a bunch of hair. So it's very hard to tell whether it's that or the patch.
Okay.
If it's telogen effluvium, it will stop all of a sudden and your hair will start coming back. If it's a patch, it will thin out. You won't become bald. But if it's the patch, it will kind of continue and be still troubling for, you know, ongoing.
Don't you still have, like, different kind of things going on in your body? I mean, she's postpartum.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's early.
So it could be the combo of the pill and postpartum that's doing it.
I know that
patch.
My hair fell out in clumps after I had my kids.
That's telogen effluvium, though. It all happens once. Pow.
That was her husband trying to get her to do oral.
You don't know.
That was him pulling his hair out. What are you talking about?
Come on, the doctor says it's okay now.
The Ortho Ever patch, if in fact it was just from pregnancy, can you estimate how long or it'll last if it is the patch?
If it's the patch, it will kind of continue. If the pregnancy, it will stop in a couple months.
Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Also, when you pull the patch off, you lose a little hair, right?
Yeah, a little right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great observation, Adam.
Thank you.
On that
should be a doctor. Yeah, the area you pull it off, sure.
Astute.
Absolutely.
Maybe she should go off it for a while and see what her body's doing naturally.
I think that's probably what they ought to do with her, but she needs to consult with the people that are prescribing it.
I'm a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Yes?
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm having a streak of married men being attracted to me.
All right. Mm.
Are you giving them any sort of feedback, or are you...
One I did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your streak, two, one or two?
Pardon?
Well, what do you mean they're interested? What do they want? What are you doing with them?
One...
All right. Listen, you quaalude queen. Spit it out now.
Can't stand it.
Thanks, Adam.
Well, let's go, baby. Pick it up now. You made out with one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that happen? You know what I mean?
Maybe she didn't know he was married.
No, I knew.
You knew. You work with him?
No. His wife.
You work with his wife.
Hmm?
This isn't them being attracted to you. This is you sort of going for it with these guys.
Well, that one, yes. But other one, a person, I ran into him at a party, and he's like, I gotta talk to you, And then... We finally talked later, and he's like, I've been attracted to you for years.
All right, now you don't have a guy, you're not in a relationship right now? No?
No.
You a heavy set gal?
No.
A little bit?
Why do you ask that?
I'm getting that vibe. I got a little heavy set vibe. It's all right.
You too?
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not as felt as I was when I was...
Don't out me.
Oh, hold on here, hold on.
Yeah, all right. I see you. I see about 180, 185.
No.
Hmm?
No.
190?
No.
60.
What are you coming in at? Come on.
150.
How tall are you?
What
are
you? Damn, bitch.
No. How tall?
5'5".
Okay, let me do the radio math. 5'5", 150.
I'm 5'1".
I got to cover the 4, bring around the 2.
Don't worry about it.
All right, I got 5'3", and 15/16", and 163.
Hmm.
Okay. I never argue with the radio, by the way. All right, baby. All right,
so don't put out the thing, the endorphin thing.
Never married?
No.
Got that vibe. Got that vibes. No kids, never married.
No kids, never married.
What's up?
What, are you on some sort of rampage right now? Did you just break up with somebody?
No, that.
Or somebody just broke up with you?
No, I think men have not been a big force in her life. I mean, she's 29, never been married.
No, I get. Is that true?
You've had long relationships, or
yes,
you have.
Yes.
I get it's time to get back at some people here. That's what I'm
saying. What happened? You get your heart broke?
The woman she's working with.
Yeah.
What happened? You thought you were getting married and it didn't work out? Or what's
long
that?
Long distance relationship finally broke off.
He was cheating on you.
Settle some scores here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I think, yes. But listen, hold on a second. She was calling to announce to us that she was desirable.
There was that, and that's, you know, to have even a married guy go after me, she's sort of flattered by that, but she chooses the husband of a woman she works with.
Yeah. All right. Now, she's not a huge fan of the ladies right now. Jennifer, do you have girlfriends?
A couple.
But not a big fan of the ladies?
No, I'm not a girls' night out type of gal, no.
Yeah. But just in general, you don't have female friends, so.
I have some.
Some, but not much, huh? All right. Well, what's up? You have some. You like your mom?
Here we go.
Not all the time.
No. Okay. So you got a little energy toward the ladies. There's a little competitive energy. Maybe you feel like they've screwed you in the past. Now you can screw them. But here's the whole problem with that screwing everyone. You don't screw the person who screwed you. Do you know what I mean? This is whether you're.
Well, you always end up getting screwed back.
It's carpet bombing.
But serial rapists do this. Yeah. All murderers do this. All these people. It's like, I got effed over by this guy. So you know what? I'm going to spend my life effing over everyone else. Except for the one guy who effed you over.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind if you effed over the guy who effed you over. But now you take it out. You get unleashed on society. Jennifer? All right, forget the married guys. Can you just find a guy?
J date. Find a nice Jewish boy.
Find a nice Jewish guy, and settle in, would you? And don't be so angry. If you got some issues and they're with your mom or with your dad,
you're fine. But you know what? If you're getting play from those married guys, they are just going to turn around and destroy
you.
Well,
I have one other question.
Mm-hmm.
When the last guy called me up and asked me, I was trying to let him down nicely. Should I just, like, quickly and cut it off and not even...
Yes.
He's married.
Don't even pick up the phone. Screen it.
Yeah.
He knows. Like, he's going to be outraged. Oh, he didn't take my phone call. Please.
Yeah.
That's fine. She had a little energy there, Jennifer.
Be good to yourself.
That's right. And most importantly, me. All right. You want to take a little break here, Drew?
Let's do.
Pamela Adlon's... Let's kind of... Kind of spin on your last name. Adlon's our guest tonight.
I gotta go drain the main vein.
She's the voice of Bobby Hill from King of the Hill, as well as being a whole bunch of movies and stuff like that. But
yeah.
We haven't seen her in a lot of years.
Doesn't
she brought
matter.
Some booze, so she's in with us, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight. Pamela is the voice of Bobby Hill from King of the Hill.
How are you? Hello, America. This is Bobby Hill. I believe that I am a slut.
It's a very, very good show.
Thank you.
I like King of the Hill. I really do.
I said good day, sir. I got nothing.
8:30 on Sunday nights on Fox. Pamela's nuts. As you can tell, she's a little pregnant right now. I think her hormones are kind of putting a little pressure on her brain.
You put female testosterone, this is it. You're looking at it.
They start turning into a dude.
Just this. It's this.
Yeah.
What can you do?
See, we probably have higher
levels of circulating estrogen than you do right now.
Yeah.
So we're like,
really freaked
out. Could you watch your mouth and sit back in your chair a little? You're making us nervous.
I'm sorry.
Drew, call the cops.
I don't think I was doing it.
I'll try to be more feminine.
Yeah. I think I'm spotting too, by the way. Can you read my underpants like a tea leaf during the commercial break?
He lost his mucus plug.
I have to check your cervix.
My mucus plug fell out.
There's all kinds of fun things that you become aware of.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't have a mucus plug.
Yes. Yes. I have one right now, apparently, but you guys don't.
Yes, thank goodness you have.
Yes.
Do women, does the mucus plug keep the water in?
I mean, when the mucus plug... baby in the water and infection out.
When the mucus plug goes, the whole thing goes?
Water's coming.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Does that water look like water? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty clear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because once in a while, I think they even did it like on Friends or something when the what's-her-name was pregnant. Once
it was
in a while,
cloudy.
They do a movie. No, they just show the water break and it's pow, it hits the floor. So it always freaks me out a little bit. So it was a little weird. I'm like, you can't say the S word or show any nipple. I can see the water hit the floor.
I know.
What's going
what's
on?
What's that? Why can't I see a nipple?
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, you can turn on Fox, your beloved Fox.
And I have nothing to do. I have no responsibility
for the rest. Staple his eyelids to his frontal lobe.
Oh, my God.
That's no problem. Right, turn on that fear factor.
Puppetry of the penis.
We got a whole big bowl of moose asshole for you to eat on. just nosh out on some rectum. No problem there, but can't
your
see the nipple.
Listening.
Can't see the nipple.
Moose.
Thanks a lot, you religious retards. This is what you got us. No nipple, no S word, but everyone can munch out on moose rectum, you religious idiots. It's all, I blame the religious people for this, because they get them on a technicality. There's nothing about
free flow dollar.
Nothing about eating that placenta plug. That's fine.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, let's have him eat the mucus plug next on food factor. Yeah,
I thought I'd bring this whole new world.
We went to third world nations. We bought women's mucus plugs from them. They're cheap down there.
Yeah.
Get like a baker's dozen of those things for $20. We brought them back. Now you got to eat a bowl of them, or otherwise you're eliminated. Meanwhile, I'm an atheist trying to eat my goddamn dinner.
We watch all those shows religiously.
I just want to see some ass and some... That's all.
I want to see some ass. Oh, excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
Some...
Oh, wait. That's a word you
not
can't
allowed
say.
To say the T word. That's another thing we got to talk about.
Adam just said it.
I know. And they
I'm not allowed to
crazy.
Say it either. Oh, forget it, Anderson.
I'm not going to turn around. Anderson's going to be mad at me.
All right.
Unacceptable.
Fran?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's an animated show they needed to keep on the air, that Family Guy. Sorry. I know. Man, I love that Family Guy.
I love David Zuckerman.
What a delight. Fran?
Yes.
18, what's up? Never saw a Family Guy? Great show. Go ahead.
Okay, I just have to say, because everyone says that before they get into their question, I just have to say this. I love the show.
Which one?
Kicking the Pants. Okay.
Say this one. Okay. Our show? You love our show or you love King of the Hill?
All of them.
Thank you very much.
What? Is it always this difficult to communicate with?
Yes. When are you going to get used to it?
Fran, go ahead, Fran.
Wait, he's got to get her back.
Whose show do you love? Do you love King of the Hill?
All of the above. King of the Hill, Recess, and Loveline.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Two out of three are mine, sorry.
Yeah.
I have...
You like the man show?
You know, I haven't caught that before.
Oh, you bitch. Now you're going on hold.
You can say that, but not the T.I.
Okay. Oh, who knows? Who knows?
The words you can't say on radio were invented.
That's true. Don't get into it. No nipple, but moose anus. Noshing on moose anus. That's fine.
That's guzzling. That could be your new book. Noshing on moose anus. Or a new TV show.
Fran?
Yes.
All right, so what's up?
Okay. Well, I guess, I masturbate a lot, I guess. I don't know. See... It's at least three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more. And I use a vibrator.
18. Good times. Good times.
And I found that now sex isn't so enjoyable for me, and I was just wondering if there could be, like...
a couple questions. Do you normally have orgasm during intercourse?
Usually.
You're really? Able to.
God bless you.
You're 18. You sound older than 18.
Kind of.
You have a not much of a childhood? You grow up fast?
Pretty much, yeah.
Been taking care of somebody or something?
Oh, gosh. You don't even know.
Something went wrong in the family?
Kind of. I kind of just felt like doing my drugs and drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Early?
Here's the deal. What addicts do with sex oftentimes is they use sex to regulate feelings. Now, we all do that to some extent, but addicts really, if they start to feel depressed, they go for thrilling kinds of sexual behaviors and encounters to try to manage their feelings very compulsively. And if you're getting depressed, or if you're anxious, or you're trying to control your impulses using drugs, that's when the sexual stuff can start to surface. Is that what's happening now?
Well, it's not. I mean, they weren't really like hardcore drugs. They weren't really, I don't know. It's mainly LSD and marijuana and stuff.
Well, that's enough. All right. And everything all right in the family growing up?
Do you have a relationship? Kind of.
I don't really have a great relationship with my parents.
How about your boyfriend?
I don't really have one. I prefer just sex over relationships. I don't really like it.
18? You got issues, baby. Something's up. You must really not have a good relationship with your family.
Not really, no.
Do you live alone?
I actually just moved back in with my parents. Just recently.
It's always funny. The people that really hate their parents always move back with them.
That's hard. You know what? You don't feel like having sex because you just moved back in with your parents.
Maybe. But you know something we've talked about, I never explained to you, Adam, about you always wondered why people who are mistreated by their parents sort of idealize the parents so much.
Yeah.
There's a theory right now that people's attachment needs are most intense when they're traumatized. And mm-hmm. if the person that's doing the traumatizing is also the person you're driven towards to try to get your attachment needs mm-hmm. met, mm-hmm. them traumatizing you sort of increases you coming back towards them.
Right.
And when there's a reconnection, the rekindling, it's that much more intense and gratifying, and there's sort of a denial of what just went down.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No?
Yes.
Get it?
Yes, but...
Her mucus plug popped on that one.
You're 18 and my mucus... No, you're 18 and you just moved back in, so when did you move out?
Well, I didn't really move out. I started running away or whatever. Oh, when I was about 13.
That means abuse in the home.
I know there's trouble here. She sounds so old for 18.
Oh, Fran.
Listen.
Fran, look for good people in your life who will give you support and make you feel good about yourself. You owe it to yourself. If you feel already like you're old at 18, you need to start over and be your own, parent. Yeah.
Don't go back to zero, though.
Pamela,
about 13.
Pamela, I couldn't agree with you more, but not in a million years is she going to take that advice.
I know. All right.
She's going to be compulsed to find these
guys.
Don't get pregnant.
You owe it to yourself. And don't,
she's not attracted to good people. She's attracted to distant, abusive, just like that.
Don't get pregnant. Richard?
Oh, my God.
What, that wasn't our radio program.
Richard?
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
Horse race.
Richard.
He's an idiot.
You're 29. What's up?
Okay, I was on the show about 3 weeks ago, and right before I got my question out, I got disconnected by accident. The situation I'm in is I'm dating a girl. I've been with her for about 7 months, and she's a prostitute. She was. Mm-hmm. She was a prostitute when I met her. And, the relationship's going really well. But I'm concerned about what kind of issues we may be facing in the future. Like, I know there's some recovery.
Chlamydia.
You know there's what?
Some recovery involved for her.
Yeah.
Recovery from what?
Whatever.
Well, yeah, there's obviously some issues.
Yeah.
She took that type of job, and I'm wondering, how can I help her through her recovery?
Her recovery.
Do I need recovery?
Right,
Richard,
right.
You're not her therapist.
But he wants to be there for her and guide her, possibly steer her in the right direction.
Well, is she an addict? You keep using the word recovery.
Yeah, I mean, that was a job, but
Well, I'll tell you why you use the word recovery. I talked to some other people about it, and they said that she needs to recover from this, and it's not something that her and I talk about a lot because it's a taboo subject to bring up.
Speaking of taboo, it's one of my favorite. Was she in that? One of my favorite movies. Richard, she doesn't need to recover from this.
Maude Adams.
She needs to recover from whatever whatever led her to this life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People think in terms of sort of getting out of it as a recovery process, that they need to, you know, they get so sort of compulsed and addictive at being the prostitute, both the money and the thrill and whatnot. But she is out now. She needs to manage the trauma issues.
All right, hold on. Let's go to break because I'd like to talk to Richard a little more about this.
Hold on, Richard.
I got questions like what kind of prostitute? Yeah, yeah. High class hooker or streetwalker?
Ooh.
Yeah. Or
escort.
Or escort type. Or and how long she been out.
Well, lap dancer. Coyote Ugly.
That ain't no prostitute.
Oh, excuse me.
How dare you say lap dancer?
I said good day.
And I'm wondering where Richard met her, and he's got a little helper in her.
Is that a crown ring?
Pamela Adlon's our guest tonight. Voice of Bobby Hill, King of the Hill. 8:30 Sunday night. Fox, take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pamela Adlon is our guest. Oh, I said you, Adlon. Sorry. Adlon is our guest tonight. She is from King of the Hill. Sunday nights, 8 o'clock or 8:30, better yet.
Fox.
I should just start over again with that. Fox. Yeah. She's Bobby Hill. Give it a little shout of Bobby Hill.
What up, Hollywood? Give me your problems. I will solve them. Right. Next caller, please.
Richard?
Yeah.
All right. So Richard's 29. He's going out with, he's in a relationship with an ex-prostitute. How long has she been out of this business?
How long has she been out?
Seven months.
7 months.
Are you sure she's not doing it anymore?
Absolutely certain.
And what type of prostitute was she?
Okay, she would go to a discus, a bar. It's known and frequented by men who go there looking for women. She wasn't a streetwalker. You know, it's this type of place. It's in Mexico. You go in there, and a lot of women there, and you kind of pick out who you want.
It's in Mexico?
Talk to them. Yeah, Mexico.
Is that where you met her?
Mm-hmm.
You met her in Mexico.
Yeah.
At the bar.
I kind of remember this conversation, don't I? Mm-hmm. I remember this.
Did you call once before?
Yeah, and he got cut off before his answer.
Mm-hmm. Phone disconnected right when I
was We got way into this, didn't we, with you? Remember?
You know, I got disconnected, so...
Next caller, please.
We didn't really get into it at all.
And did you remember? Then we had another call like this, remember?
I do remember speaking to
maybe
a
with
person.
Someone else.
All right. Well, a lot of guys call up with their Mexican prostitute girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So now, she's living where? With you?
No, she's not living with me. She's living with her family now because she can't come into this country.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
And
how do you know she's not still doing that?
Oh, who cares? How old is she?
She's
I believe 20. You. She's 20 years old. And what's up with you, Richard? You live in Glendale. You can't just find a 29 years old. Can't just find a regular chick over here.
You'd think I could, but I started after talking to her. There's something about her that just attracted me to her. Right off the bat.
How's her English?
Good.
She got good English.
It's not perfect. I mean,
right.
We communicate very well.
And she's living in where? What part of Mexico?
Now she's in Zacatecas. It's a state about 300 miles south of the border.
Why did she? How did she get out of what she was doing? Why did that happen?
Why did she get out?
Yeah.
Because basically, I told her, I was like, if you want to start seeing me, you know, if you want to date me, this and that, you know, you obviously can't continue in this line of work. She's like, well, it's not like I'm a rich woman. I'm not doing this because I like it. I'm doing it because she's trying to support her family.
Yeah.
Her family was in abject poverty. She got a bunch of sisters with, real financial problems.
Yeah.
And,
it's considered a noble trade over there, prostitution, by the way. It's not frowned upon.
And so who's supporting the family now?
Yours truly.
The entire family?
Well, listen, you can stop a kid from going blind for 3 cents. You can support a Mexican family for like $8 a month.
Pretty much.
How much you sending over there?
About $1,000 a month.
What do you do? Something with computers?
I'm in the entertainment industry.
Man, what do you do?
Post-production.
So, all right. You do what? Do like editing? What?
Tape operator.
Tape operator. All right, good times. All right.
What point did you get cut off when you were talking to Drew and
Just
Adam?
Just about after I had explained the very, very basics.
Okay, so when are you going back to see her?
I see her all the time. I go back, you know, for 3 or 4 days, like every 10 days. I see her 3 times a month, pretty much.
And where do you stay when you go out there?
Her house.
How do you get down there?
Family. I fly.
You fly.
Staying at her house?
Yeah, I stay at her house with her family.
She have a decent house? I picture a whole bunch of people living on top of each other.
It's a block, cinder block house. It's nothing fancy, that's for sure.
Right, and how do you have sex? You got 2 rooms.
Yeah, there's a hotel, fortunately, about 30 miles down the road. And usually when I come into town, we stay in the hotel.
And the father and mother?
Well, hold on a second. Didn't I just ask you where you stay when you come into town?
Well, I stay at her place, but, you know, there's a hotel that we go to.
That you usually stay at?
Yeah, I usually sleep at the hotel because the showers.
Idiots.
What?
Because I just, like, I say, well, now, where do you stay? Because I'm thinking it's a little house, little cinder block house. And he's like, I stay with them. And I'm like, really? All those people in that one small place? Uh-huh. Well, where do you have sex? Oh, I stay at the hotel down the street. It drives me nuts, because that's what I'm thinking about him. Yeah. They won't answer my question.
See?
Look, Richard, God bless you.
Don't stop her anyway. Give her a break.
Oh, are you kidding?
She's only 20.
She probably has returned home to dad that has sex with her. That's why this all happened.
Oh, Drew, how dare you?
I'm telling you, that's how this happened.
How dare you? And who are you to judge that culture's ways? Richard?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know where to begin here.
Yeah.
Here's the whole deal.
I have a question here. There's a specific question I wanted to ask.
All right, go ahead. Go. What is it?
Okay. What type of, mental damage might she have incurred in this? I mean, is she going to turn out
that she had a lot more damage before she got into prostitution. And I'm telling you, somebody's sexually abusing her in the home, maybe dad, maybe neighbor, something.
No. This is a way of life in Mexico.
I understand you. I'm not judging it. I'm just talking about.
Yeah. Is it really? Is that true about the noble profession?
Yes, considered noble over there.
Don't believe anything.
Nobility.
But Richard, what do you think? You use your intuition.
Richard, here it is. She's definitely damaged goods. She's a handful. You may need a handful.
Yeah.
Maybe you want a project. You got a project. It's not going to be easy. You're getting yourself into a real situation here. If that's something that intrigues you, if that's something that attracts you, and it obviously does, then you got the right person.
But, this is going to be...
Do not get her pregnant.
This is going to be a really, really painful and tumultuous life.
If you really think you want to be with this girl, you have to live in the same town at least with her.
But listen, let me ask you this, Drew. Drew, don't take this the wrong way, but your wife's a pain in the ass, and you like it.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy it.
I like my wife,
Yeah, but she's a pain. And it intrigues you. It pulls you in. It's what you want.
Hello, Mrs. Pansky.
It's what you need. You know, you like it.
Yeah, but she's not. This is
more. But here's what I'm saying. People do stuff all times. Like people do endurance hiking where they hike 10 miles. They get in a drink. It feels. It's like, don't your feet hurt? No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I do base jumping. I do skydiving. I do this. I do that. You know what I mean?
I agree, but it's a little different relationship because it speaks so much about missing.
Don't most relationships just sort of boil down to that? Mm. You get what you want. You go after what you want. I want to date a corpse because I want to sit home and wait to die. You want someone who's a little bit of a pain in the ass. That's your thing.
But
this guy wants a royal project, and now he's on to it. Maybe we shouldn't talk him out of it.
Listen, whatever he wants, but she's going to have to want to be involved in it and be involved in some sort of therapeutic process for a long
They have therapists in Mexico.
I think you can get a lot of the drugs that you take for that in Mexico without a prescription.
Hold on, Drew. I was making a joke when I said they don't have therapists in Mexico. Drew just agreed with me. Do the Mexican.
I like the Mexican corpse call. Waiting to die thing for Adam. That's very good.
Yeah. That's me.
There's
That's
no cookies life. In my box.
Shauna?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Let's see, one of my good friends died about 6 weeks ago.
What happened?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was kayaking out on a lake, and he fell in, and he wasn't wearing a wetsuit, so he died of hypothermia.
Wow.
And
he couldn't ride himself in the kayak?
I don't know exactly what happened.
Man, all right.
Well, that was about 6 weeks ago, and since then I haven't, I've had a really low sex drive.
Of course.
I have a boyfriend, and I have had him for like 2.5 years.
And he doesn't understand that you'd be depressed? And
no, he understands. It's just I'm kind of concerned because I've never lacked for sex drive.
All right. Well, this guy was a close friend of yours. Did you like him as more than a friend?
No.
No feelings that way?
No, I loved him.
Ooh.
But you didn't? Good friend.
No intimate feelings for him.
No.
Okay.
All right, but you're depressed, and this is just your body reacting to that depression. But,
I mean, and part of it, too, is a week later, I had the best sex ever, and then for 5 weeks now, I just can't get into it.
So, all right, hold on a second. She's depressed.
I'm a little confused by the best sex part. Let's figure that one out when we get back.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight.
Hello, sir.
She's the voice of Bobby Hill from King of the Hill. Sunday nights, 8:30. Fox, going on its seventh season.
Our seventh season is starting on Sunday.
Very, very good show.
Please tune in.
Funny show and smart show.
We have lots of fun people coming this season.
You do?
Jennifer Aniston and people. Anybody else?
Because they draw the big names on that show.
They never invited us for that, do they?
Chuck Mangione.
You guys would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be great. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, we never get
Bobby could call
shows.
Us. Bobby could call us.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, because you guys are in Texas, right?
We are.
Yeah. Loveline's over there in Texas somewhere.
So wait, let's review the Richard with the prostitute. What
no.
you said. Come on, just wrap it up the way you said it nicely while I was peeing.
They were standing
Drew
next
and I
to
are such
other.
Idiots that I didn't even have to go to the bathroom. Drew was in the bathroom, and I opened the bathroom door and started yelling about Richard. And then shut the door.
Okay, go ahead. It was nice. What's your point?
I said Richard is one of these guys. He's the angry nerd type, mm-hmm. and he's been kicked around a little by women here in the States, and he's gone abroad to find a broad.
Is this the kind of guy that would buy like a Russian bride kind of thing too?
Possibly. Yeah. He gets to feel like a big wheel for a change. Instead of getting his ass kicked by a bunch of hot blondes in Glendale, he gets to go over Mexico way and be a big player. But that's fine. I mean, that turns him on. That's what he wants. He's got a project.
But he's also taking care of her family, which is kind of a lovely
Which is a nice thing, but if I didn't know what motivated males, I guess it doesn't matter what's motivating him. It's a nice thing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, ultimately, who cares what the motivation is? He's taking care of an impoverished family.
I do it the same way.
I'm just saying.
I do.
Pamela's pointing at me doodling, by the way. But the point is he's helping somebody, but here's the other deal. Don't be disappointed when she turns into a handful.
Yeah, I don't think he really knows what that means.
Chlamydia.
Nor can we really predict.
And please, don't marry her and bring her over here and have 15 kids. Sean.
Oh, well.
That's all we need. Part so computer Shauna. Nerd, part hooker.
Now, this is another call we hadn't finished at last hour. Shauna had lost a dear friend 6 weeks ago, and she went out and had great sex and then completely lost her libido.
Been with her boyfriend for 2.5 years.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, and Pamela says she knows why. I can't figure out why the intense sex.
Oh, no.
No libido makes sense.
Isn't it kind of like when something horrible happens and somebody laughs?
Yeah, I mean, like there's some release kind of vibe.
It's really terrible, and you get hysterical, or you know, it's a total opposite reaction.
Well, certainly your brain chemistry is in an altered state. you know, when you're in these very highly arousing, whether it's arousing awful or arousing positive, you're in a different state.
Yeah, so, I mean, she wanted to, she got very intimate with her boyfriend a week after she lost her friend, and she was very excited and aroused, and then nothing since. And I don't think you should be even trying to go there with him. I think that...
But nor should we really be trying even to figure it out. It makes sense. She's depressed. She's grieving. Do that.
All right,
it,
but... 6 weeks.
Grieving was 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Listen, it takes 6 weeks to start schnupping after you have a kid, you know? You have to give your body a chance to rest after doing something like that. And then your brain and your heart, you're always going to be grieving your whole life.
That's nice. Shauna?
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Any issues with the boyfriend?
No, he's swell.
All right, swell.
Yeah.
Are you angry or just depressed?
Is he boss?
I don't think I'm really depressed. I mean, I think I'm adjusting fairly well.
All right. But it's an adjustment time. We call it an adjustment even disorder, possibly, that your body's going through. And it's your brain. It's a reaction. And naturally enough, your libido's attached
to
it. All
right. So give yourself a little time.
Yeah, take it easy. Okay. I know I must be bewildering. And I wonder if she felt guilty, too, about having really great sex, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then,
is that how you think you feel?
No.
Well, listen, everybody.
You're fine.
Her friend passed away. It's a sad time for her. But I don't know about. I think we have to dig
analyze
into it.
No, absolutely not. I agree.
Guilty for having sex.
I know. I'm just looking, trying to help. She seems to want to understand these things, and it's
okay. Everything else going
There's
all right?
Some good books.
Yeah.
Work going all right?
Yeah.
Relationships fine?
It's wonderful.
Let's get into the shorter days too up there in Minnesota.
Yeah.
That can add to your mood disturbance.
Yeah. You know? What do you do for a living?
I'm a student right now.
Where do you go to school?
St. Kate's.
St. Kate's.
Everything around Minneapolis says St. Cloud, St. Thomas, St. Kate's.
Okay there, Shannon. Hey, good times.
Yeah.
All right. I don't, seems something's up with her. I mean, other than
she's all right.
There's
she's
something
depressed.
Going on.
She's depressed.
Okay. All right.
Go to Borders. They have a good section.
Marina?
Yes. Right here.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're Pam's mom?
Yes.
Wow. You really did a major job.
I don't know that woman.
Oh, she's been like that ever since she was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have a sexual question, ma'am?
Do I have an actual question?
Sexual.
Yeah, well, I actually was trying to call you and got on these sex lines that I want sex with women. They're going to be on my phone bill.
You got cookied on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, because she called like 1-800-LOVE.
Yeah.
And then screwed it up a little.
Oh, Mom, the thing you hate is happening now to your phone number.
Yes, because the police record that.
Now get ready for hot horny studs.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what you did, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I blame my daughter.
Yeah.
But she's incredible. She always has been. I did accents when she was growing up, and she knows that.
I think you're doing one now.
Yeah, what is the one we're hearing now? It's sort of a compilation.
Oh, in English, mid-Atlantic, mid-pond.
It's English meets Yiddish.
No, I got the English.
No, she's English all the way. My dad was the Jew.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cheshire.
Oh, really?
Between North Wales and Lancashire.
Beautiful.
Mom, there's like 10 kids who have their penises falling off waiting to call in and speak to Dr. Drew.
Oh, they can hold it.
That's right.
It'll make them feel better.
So you did the different accents for Pam growing up, and that's what gave her talent?
She had it anyway. She would talk to anybody under the sun from when she was literally knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Literally, Adam.
Yeah, she's literally. She's
my mother didn't taste an orange until she was 12.
She was a zygote, Adam, doing voices.
I could see her.
On the ration, and I kept telling them you have to eat everything and save everything.
All right.
She ate the apple cores of her friends in class because she couldn't get an apple, so she waited for the core.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And chewed their second-hand gum.
That's right.
Secondhand gum.
This is where the war references came from.
And like a cow would pull her cud up, had seven stomachs, would have to chew the cud
from yesterday's meal. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It was tough back then.
Adam.
You girls with your fancy clothes and your sports cars.
I've never seen
and your $4 lattes.
So uncomfortable as Pamela right now.
I know.
I'm afraid she's
going to
deliver.
All right, Maria.
Here.
What else?
Thank
what else
you,
is
Marina.
Here? Like when you ate an orange, you had to eat the peel too, right?
Oh, I ate everything.
That's right.
She didn't know
ate
not
from
to.
Trees. I ate from everything during the war and the rationing.
That's right. So that we're now during the war. Now were they dropping bombs where you were?
Yes, close by.
Wow. Close by.
Yes.
That must have been.
That's
awful.
Right. That's right, but you endured, right?
Of course.
If you rent the movie Hope and Glory, you could see what the woman went through.
Then you give birth to one of these Americans over here with the silver spoon in their mouth, and now they don't want to finish their peas.
I have two.
Two.
Yes.
That's right.
One's back east.
They don't know our hardship.
And but they created it themselves.
Their own
it
hardship?
Was not given to them.
Their lives.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Candace.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hey, do you realize, Marina?
I love you, Marini.
I love you.
Pam gets more from one residual check from one episode of King
Drew
of the Hill
Adam.
Than you pushing that cart, collecting scrap metal from the V1 bombs that were raining down on your beloved Englanders.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
One residual check. She could buy your whole village.
I know.
All of
mine. And she's trying to buy everybody a village right now.
Yeah, oh. I saw her throw away some food earlier, by the way. she said...
Love you, Mom.
She said she only eats three sections from the orange and always throws the rest away.
In memory of her mom. That she thinks of her mom.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
She had to chew gum that was chewed by somebody else.
It's like Veruca Salt or something.
Yes.
We didn't have toilet paper.
We should talk to Candace because...
We use cactus.
Pamela.
All right.
Your mother's delightful.
She's a good woman.
Come on.
You guys are the best.
She's got a lot of personality.
I love you guys.
Oh, how many times did she hit you over the head with how poor they were?
That's why I was saying, that generation, you can't win with them. But
Drew,
they have an opinion.
Drew's dad's got that same thing going on. Depression.
Oh, yeah. And they just, they have an opinion. They're not, neutral about anything. And it's just, sometimes it's delightful, but
mostly
it's not endearing.
Right.
It's hard.
Right.
Yeah. The big dinners.
Yeah, sure. Big dinner full of pre-chewed gum and apple cores. It's great.
See how it goes, Adam? It's the Corolla family, a bunch of deadbeats, or it's
Thank God the Corollas have no opinions. Go ahead, Candace.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I don't know if I'm the only woman in the world, but I'm getting married, and my boyfriend has way higher sex drive than I do.
Mm-hmm. How much higher?
Not much. I mean, he's pretty normal, and I'm just not.
All right, what are you in? What does he want? What do you want?
He's, more of, a once a day, and I'm, a once every 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. And has it always been like that with this relationship for you?
No.
And what made it cool down so much?
I have no idea.
How old is he?
But it's kind of a pattern in, past relationships, too.
Okay. How old is he?
24.
24 years, but they're both in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is you should start heading up and he should start heading down as the years wear on.
20 years.
Well,
no,
it's the
next
someday.
8-10 years,
It's going to be a source of tension for a while. You're going to have to, what happened, you used to always tell people just to kind of, hold still for, just on behalf of someone.
We told them that last week.
You're sort of responsible for each other's bodies and how you're feeling. I mean, even if if you're massaging, your husband's massaging your feet or something, men have a certain sort of biology that needs to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. And she should help him with that.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, 2.5 years.
2.5.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what about, the fact that you're twice a month gal, and that's a little light by most.
Once a week.
All right. Well, why don't you meet somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
I don't mean
I do, and then it's kind of it's a one-sided thing, and that's not good either.
Just give him a good draining.
What do you mean? There you go.
A one-sided thing.
What does one-sided mean?
I'm not really, in it. I don't know.
Yeah, but this is just something he has to do. You understand? He's okay with you not being really in
it. All right, hold on a second, Candace. Let me say this. This is the problem. And we had Clive Barker on last time I was trying to describe this, and he got his panties in a bunch, and Drew started kissing his ass, and the whole thing turned into a mess. Mm.
I like Lunchables.
He loves them.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. You don't have to love it. That's what Drew is saying.
Right, every
he
time.
He does many things that he doesn't love.
Going to war.
And here's what we've done. We've gone too far with this. Sex is a precious, precious gift that you only mm-hmm. give to the... All this, it's the most important gift that you can... Oh, BS. Spread your legs. Oh. Mm-hmm. Let the guy bust a nut and move on. He's a happy man.
Like, why does it have to have so much meaning?
Why does it every time have to be something more than...
And you are not a prostitute right. if... You satisfy yeah. your husband.
If you give him
just
a
like your husband is
a
not a slave.
Like,
your husband's
training,
not a slave if he takes
ladies.
Care of you.
But listen.
But that's what I want to do. I want to start playing that slave card.
You
like
know,
she goes, go to market or go do. Hey, I'm no slave. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not your slave. We're equals here.
It's so interesting because when you think about it, when you think about like the oral thing, you know, women. I wonder what percentage of women really enjoy, like, sucking on a penis.
Not many.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I gotta have that. I wanna lick it. I wanna drink the stuff that's inside of it.
Ew.
I'm trying to use language.
It's not
that's
in
okay.
the penis itself, is it true?
Marina, well, please turn like your radio off now.
It's
will you
like
please?
In until bottle. It comes out. But you know what?
Marina, please.
Nobody really wants to swallow that stuff. This isn't just a Jewish girl's lament. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
hey,
no, look.
Good
here's
way
the
to
thing.
You.
If a woman is really into the guy,
yeah.
she will enjoy giving the guy oral sex yeah. because she's really into the guy
yes,
and the guy's really
like
into it.
We like to suck you in, you yeah. know? You see yeah. how I use that phrase?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we love to keep, you know, yeah. when you guys are first going out, you know, I want to be the best lover you have,
mm-hmm.
The whole bit. But then when you've been together, these guys have been together for 2.5 years.
Right.
And they're engaged.
Right.
And they're very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she doesn't want to be with this guy right now. Maybe she wants Ooh. To go do something else.
Interesting.
Maybe you want to have a career. You're only 23 years old.
What? You can't blow a guy once in a while and have a career?
You can. Yes, you can.
But back to the draining stuff.
Yes.
Because women get offended if a male says something like that. So you go ahead and give a little coaching.
Yes. Well, I teach class. But the thing is, ladies... You got
to... Not how to drain, but just the fact that...
Hi, honey.
Now, look, calm down. Pam's got her mucus plug is turned sideways now.
I got all this
placental on her
cord blood
let me just
through my head.
Put it this way.
She's turning Mercedes to Cambridge all of a sudden.
This semen that's inside, this is like a poison that needs to be removed from your man so that he can
yes.
focus on the relationship.
It's so
look
true.
At it that
They're
way.
So much nicer.
I know. So here's what I'm saying.
The guy has to move his bowels a certain number of times. He has to urinate.
Oh.
Why let the
oh,
poison build
God.
Up? Why let it build up for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Drain that poison out 2 times a week, and you'll have a guy walking around in a beautiful mood.
Yes.
And it does not make you a prostitute.
Or objectified.
I think that she's
makes you caring.
Maybe thinking about something else. How long has she been engaged?
She gone.
She go?
No, she's 6, you're right.
Candace.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I know you're not enjoying it the time that you have the sex where you don't want to have the sex, but is it a miserable or painful
no.
experience?
No.
No.
All right. So
it's just low. Then I'm like wondering why this is so low.
Well, Pamela has a theory.
Why you're not so horny, you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you're not so into it.
I do when he wants to, and it's not an issue with me. I'm like, fine, whatever, I'll just...
Well, wait a minute. He wants to do it once a week. I mean, every day. Sorry, once a day. Are you doing it every day?
No, I meet him in the middle.
Okay. You're doing it 3 times a week?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you're a little angry at him about that?
No, I just, like, I'm not into it, and he doesn't understand why.
Okay, well... And you have no, you're not falling out of love or there's no...
No, not at all.
Do you like it if he goes down on you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be just a factor of tired and...
Okay.
Are you on birth control pill?
Yeah.
Maybe that's affecting
her. Maybe you should get that adjusted.
Talk to your doctor.
Are you on medication?
They need female Viagra.
There is a female Viagra. The studies are being done right now. And
she's so young for
but
that.
But you're too, yeah. Are you on any other medication?
Hold on. I don't think so.
Candace?
Yeah. No more medication.
No medication. Nothing like that.
All right. What would it sound like if Bobby Hill was getting oral sex?
Lean back further.
I don't know what you mean, sir.
You know, like if that Indian girlfriend of his was...
She's Laotian.
If the Laotian girlfriend was going down...
Con Jr.
Yeah, if she was... Like,
we broke up. I'm
well, let's just say she has a few shots of...
No!
Comes in. Back,
little That's pamphlet. What it sounded like.
It was over already?
I think that would be it. I can't talk about that.
She unzips his pants. She puts her head down there for the first time. He feels the sensation.
Does he ever get any caught masturbating or anything? Is that ever,
he got caught making out with a plastic head.
Oh, that's good.
From that his cousin was using as the beauty school sample thing. And
that's good.
He was kissing her and his mom caught
him.
What
would it sound like if he was getting oral from the plastic head?
Oh, my. I don't know what you mean, sir.
All right.
Lick your hand and smicker.
Corey?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, 25, what's up?
Yeah, I was a first-time caller. I was calling to ask Pamela how she get started in the business.
What does that mean back there?
In acting or...
Pamela, just focus. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what's going on.
I started early. You know, I started doing like scab commercials and things like that, and like I did a Barbie thing, and I was the blonde girl's hand turning the Barbie around in the camper, and then they would cut back and it was the blonde girl.
Really? Why they need your hand for that?
They used my hand because I was smart and I knew how to manipulate the Barbie, and they'd cut back to the blonde girl and she'd be showing her face. And then, like, another commercial, like, I showed the same blonde girl how to walk like a Charlie girl. They were like, come here. Oh, I love this girl. Come here, Pammy. Okay, and then I walked, and then you see the commercial. It's the blonde girl, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then...
What's the Charlie girl?
That's the cologne.
Yeah, the perfume. You know, Charlie girl.
Kind of young, kind of wild. Kind of hip, kind of now. Charlie.
She can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan.
And never let you forget your...
Oh, that's Anjali.
That's right.
Go, baby.
Because I'm a woman.
But then it all evolved from that. And all so right. I started acting. I was like 11. When I started doing that stuff, and then I just acted all throughout school and high school, and then I started doing the voiceover thing, I guess, about 11 years ago. I got into it at a really good time. I got really lucky.
Yeah,
that was my question about doing voices. That's my dream to...
Yeah? Well, give us a couple voices, Corey.
All right. Do Yoda.
Do it. Come on. Break me off some Yoda.
Violence only begets violence.
If you're only nerd or federation.
I have any weapons. I mean, you don't harm. I am wondering, why are you here?
Pretty good one.
All right, but here's the problem with Yoda. If I can do Yoda, anyone can do Yoda. Like, you can't do a James Stewart or Yoda. But, you got a unique
one. But voices
one.
Are not doing imitations.
Sometimes they are.
Sometimes it is.
You, who can you do?
Ally McGraw?
Dr. Claw from...
Get Smart?
Dr. Gadget.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't that Rupert
Everett? I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Wow. Just have a look. All right, Corey. You got to move out to Los Angeles. You got to get an agent. And then you gotta make
a demo tape.
That's right.
Okay.
Make a demo. Get with a producer, and he'll give you copy and put sound effects, and that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it. It's the best job in the world.
Oh, that voiceover. It's great. It's great, unless you work for goddamn Disney. They make you do everything 10,000 times.
We'll be right back.
Oh. Let me tell you this.
That was Dan Castellaneta.
I did that Family Guy, it's like one take. I guess that's why they're canceled. Just blow right through it. Easy. Fun. That stupid Disney. Thousands and thousands of takes.
Really?
Exactly.
Which show did you do?
Buzz Lightyear.
Did you work with Jamie? Was he your director?
Yeah, that
Jamie
son
Thomason?
Of a bitch. He wouldn't let me quit until I hacked up my liver. They're like, oh, let's do 20 of those.
Isn't that funny?
Hey, Buzz. All right, one more. Hey, Buzz. One more. Hey, Buzz. Yeah. Let's try it again. Hey, Buzz. One more. Hey, Buzz.
Put some balls in it.
Hey, Buzz. I was like, shut up. You had it the first time. So that's a great director. Do everything 10,000 times.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
No, he's a nice guy, though. I did like him.
Yeah, all right. We all work together.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with you and Pam and Drew after this. All right, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight. She's the voice of Bobby Hill. She is on King of the Hill, of course, 8:30.
Thank you.
Sunday night.
And I thank you, Hollywood.
On Fox.
Is Woody Allen here?
He listens. Smart show, King of the Hill. Very well done. Very
thank
nicely
you.
Done.
We're proud to be part of it.
Not nervous, doesn't push too hard. Doesn't backpedal. All these other sitcoms, they always act like they put the big laugh track in there. The kids are way smarter than they should be. Everyone's powering through the jokes. It's like fast as you can. You got some precocious 9-year-old kid who says some amazing line and no one reacts to it. So what kind of universe do they think they're living in? It's supposed to be a slice of life. The house never has a ceiling. There's very high ceilings in the house.
Oh, I know.
Fat, middle-aged, balding guy married to a hot blonde chick.
Now this question
what are they doing?
Caught my eye because we've never had this question up here before.
Michelle?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if there was something wrong with me because I don't like to orgasm.
You don't like to orgasm?
No.
Why don't you like it?
I just don't like the way it feels.
Mm. No, isn't... That's almost,
interesting. It's never
almost,
had that.
Yeah, almost.
Now, it's not emotional. It doesn't make you feel vulnerable or
you know,
something like that.
Tearful or teary, remind you of some trauma or something?
Well, it's hard to explain because, I mean, I'll go to the point where I'll just quit having sex. I mean, I'll just, like, make the person stop because I don't like it.
Because it's too uncomfortable.
She feels exposed.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Zero explanation in terms of what we're saying.
She's not tracking. Let's try a different tack. Do we even know that she's having an orgasm?
Yes.
She says she doesn't. She gets.
I already got my mind made up.
She has them?
She has orgasms. There, a lot of women, when they have an orgasm with a guy, makes them feel very vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
They almost want to withhold it. It's like, I don't know. I don't trust you enough. I don't know you well enough. I feel too vulnerable. I can't give you this orgasm because when I open up and give you this orgasm, I'm going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give you that part of me. And I'm holding back because...
Is that what it is, do you think? Honey?
I guess it could be.
Where's your dad?
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a while.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
He's gone. He's out of the picture?
My parents are divorced.
And he left the family?
I just don't see him very often.
Did he do anything to you?
Look, what do you mean? Did he do anything to you?
Not really.
Come here and give me a hug. Yeah. Yeah.
What did he not really do to you?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, really what's common for parents to say to their
kids. A little diddling is...
Not normal for a father to put his penis in his daughter.
No, I mean, like, just the verbal...
Verbally abuse you?
I guess he could...
And then he... But he got divorced when you were how old?
Oh... I was about 11.
11.
11. And before that, what did he do? Was he an all right guy?
He used to hit me and my mom.
Right. He hit you and your mom.
All right, so there we go.
All right, this is where all this comes from. He hit you and your mom. That must be terrifying to live in that kind of horror when you're a young child. And did he drink?
No, he'd get really mad, but he wouldn't let any anger out until, like,
time.
He was so mad.
So he started.
But he didn't. He was doing this sober. He wasn't
doing
drugs. On anything.
No drugs, alcohol, nothing.
Huh. Well, that's even worse, really. All right. So he beat you and your mom. You guys got a divorce, and then you didn't see him so much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Thanks.
Yeah, but it's not that you physically don't like an orgasm is that it freaks you masturbate, right?
Sometimes, but I mean, sometimes even when I do, I still don't like it. I don't.
But when you masturbate, do you bring yourself to orgasm?
Yes.
Or is it? Or is the feeling so uncomfortable or unpleasant that you can't?
She said yes.
I know.
So shut up.
I try to because I think that it seems like there's something wrong because everybody else talks about how great it is and.
I think so. You can have an orgasm when you're on your own, and you can have one when you're with a guy, but it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like the subject. She doesn't like the feeling of it.
She feels vulnerable.
It feels funny to her, you know. You live with your mom still?
No. I live by myself.
You do?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Well, I did for like 2 years, but then he got mad at me.
Why? Mad at you?
Because I wouldn't. He thought that it was something that had to do with him because I wouldn't let him pleasure me. I think what he said.
All right. It's therapy time, Michelle.
Mm. Yeah, you need to. Can you find a therapist? And if you can't afford it, is there a clinic you can go to?
Yeah.
You got
to
do that.
You should go talk to somebody. I'm telling you, it could turn your life around. You need to be able to talk freely. And it's hard to, you know, call into the radio and say really what you do and don't do and be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I suspect it's going to be even harder for her in the presence of a therapist.
Whatever it is, it's what's her choice. All right, Michelle.
Good luck.
You
be
gotta
good
take,
to yourself.
You got to take care of this.
I know.
All right.
Good.
Right.
That's good.
Good.
You know that.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Take care.
Good times.
See, stupid dads. I can't stand dads.
Oh, that really just makes me want to spit.
Yeah. That makes me want to spit, Michelle.
So common.
Yeah. Not as bad as a mother talking about eating apple cores, but it's up there. It's up there.
That's pretty
abusive.
And abusive.
It's always like white men.
No.
Oh, no.
It's across the board.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the black guys aren't around, so they can't do any beating. And the Mexican guys like to have sex with their daughter, so that just leaves the physical abuse for the white guys.
I hate it.
Well, all right. White guys got to do something. At least he's hanging out and he's not having sex, so look at it that way.
Can't believe it. And they won't let gay people adopt. Like, they get mad.
Mm.
You have to have a beard when you go to Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What?
That doesn't mean beard. No, she means beard, a fake wife.
But for Vietnam.
We go pick up a kid.
Pick up a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see what 14 years of college does for you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. They should give the gays more kids.
Thank you.
I'm for it.
Thank you. Go, Adam.
Yeah. And they do. I know gay couples
it's
that adopt
a lot
and
more,
stuff.
But you have to, you know, it's very hard. You can't do it in Vietnam, and I think in China, they're not.
Really?
Is that right?
Well, those idiots, they don't want
to.
They got no place for their kids. Who are they to choose?
I know.
How dare they? Cranking out all these unwanted kids in these impoverished nations.
It's terrible. They throw away the girls. They leave them in the garbage. They leave them by the gas stations. We know two men who are so beautiful, and they have a little Chinese girl, and she was found outside a gas station when she was 10 days old. Yeah. And now she's living in Bel Air with these two fabulous queens living this amazing life.
Oh, my God. She's going to be like Margaret Cho in 25 years. What a disaster. We got to get her back to China before she turns into Margaret Cho. Oh, no.
Making Kmart jokes.
I've said this once. I'll say it 1,000 times. Margaret Cho, I think, is in the top 10 of Korean female comedians currently working the LAC.
You know what? I second.
You with me?
I think it's
top
true.
10 Korean females? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Currently working the LAC?
Yes.
Oh. Joe?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been in this relationship with this girl for going on 3 years now. We're talking about getting married next year. And this girl is, fabulous. I love everything about her. She's blessed me with a daughter and all that.
Blessed.
But
graced us all with
sex drive went completely down after she had a kid, and my daughter's almost 2 now, and she hasn't gotten any part of her sex drive back.
Has she talked to her gynecologist about this?
No.
She should. There's things that can be done.
She's tired.
Is she depressed?
Oh, please. She's
well,
2 years. Come on.
I'm not sure what it is. It's like she doesn't want to be affectionate either. She doesn't want to have sex. She doesn't want to do any of that.
It's almost like she's angry. Just angry or creeped out by men or something like that.
Or by Joe.
Well, I mean...
by Joe's lack of helping out with the daughter.
Oh, well, let's hold on a second. Let's not condemn the guy because his name is Joe.
I swear to God, that really affects the relationship.
I know.
When the guy is not doing things, pulling his weight in the house with the kid or whatever.
I have helped her out.
Adam, you taking notes?
I've been there. I do everything for her. I get up with my daughter when she was 1 year old.
You do?
Yeah, I do everything.
Yeah, listen, Joe's a decent guy. I don't know why we're passing judgment on Joe. Let's just hear the rest of the story.
And
you love your daughter, you love your wife, right?
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend, or whatever she is.
Exactly. I love both of them.
Okay.
Does she drink?
Everything for both of them.
Okay, Joe, quiet down. You're saint now. Does she have any issues, this woman of yours?
She drank?
Well, she went through a molestation when she was younger.
All right. There you go.
What about your dad?
That's all you need.
Joe, please.
Joe, here's the deal. When you hook up with someone like this, it means it's like driving an exotic sports car, except for the part of the performance and the looks. But it's just as much maintenance. It's like you can't complain that you got to do some maintenance. And she's got to get some therapy. And she's got to do her work.
Yeah.
And it's really not about you and her. It's about her and her old issues. And she doesn't want to bring those issues in on her new beautiful daughter and all that kind of stuff.
And oftentimes having a child is what brings a lot of the old stuff back to the surface.
Right. So
whatever unresolved issues around the trauma of being sexually abused, all of a sudden here it comes.
Right.
She's getting older, the daughter now, and all of those memories are coming
right.
up.
Yeah, the daughter reminds her of her when she was being molested.
Yeah.
So, and you run the risk of getting your daughter molested, too, with this woman, ironically.
Yes.
The victim of molestation.
Really? From a woman?
No, from somebody.
No, not from her. Just in general, Drew.
Yeah.
If you have the daughter, or son or the daughter, of a person that was a victim of molestation,
mm-hmm.
especially by, your father,
mm-hmm.
when it's
mm-hmm.
on his daughter back when, how much greater is the likelihood of that son or daughter being molested?
It's got to be multiple times, like 10 times or more.
Yeah, 10 is a little light,
I
would
say. Trying to be
but
conservative.
That's weird because the kids, are the kids told or is it a subliminal thing?
No, it's a subconscious thing. But more importantly, what these women do is they seek out, Joe is an exception to this apparently.
Although she may be shutting him down because he's a nice guy.
That's right, and she may be going out for the abusive a-hole to try to rekindle what was lost with Dad, and they bring that into the house, and then abusive a-hole abusers abuse again.
Joe, I don't want to freak you out, but, when her brother from Florida comes into town and wants to crash on the sofa for a couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
The son of the guy who molested her
mm-hmm.
kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
keep your eyes open, brother.
Yeah.
And get her to some help.
Family history.
Mm. God bless you. We'll be back.
Take care.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Doc Drew over there. Forget about that phone number. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight. She is the voice of Bobby Hill.
Hello.
As well as many other voices on television.
This was an interesting week of guests.
She made her film debut in Grease 2, everybody. That's interesting. And
God.
Yeah.
That's one that never dies.
Say Anything. That was a great movie.
That's a good movie.
That was a movie Pam was in.
Uh-huh.
Bed of Roses. Didn't see that. Probably sucked. Not because you're in it, but because what's his name was. God. Oh, what's that actor's name?
Christian Slater. Mary Stuart Masterson.
Oh, that's her. That's right.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Let's keep a rockin' here, Drew.
I believe that I'm a slut.
Yeah. Leah?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I have, like, two things. Like, one is, like, the guy I just broke up with. Like, I don't know, I just have some questions about, like, how often is, like, a good amount for sex. Because, like, we used to have sex, like, all the time. Like, probably, like, four or five times a day. Like, but not, like, I'd probably be over his house, like, 5 days a week or so.
Like, so 5 times a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And how did you eat or go to school or?
Yeah, like it was mostly like we'd go back to his place and like watch TV and like we'd have sex and then like we'd watch more TV and then we'd have sex and then go to bed and then get up in the morning and like sometimes in the middle of the night. Like,
hold on, calm down, baby.
Yeah.
This is always the most. This always
is
leads us down
way
a horrible.
Too much for a guy.
Hold on, quiet. This always leads us down a horrible path, but. What's going on in the background?
The radio.
Can you turn that down, please? She's so lucky
so
she's
we can
having
hear the,
sex all the time.
So we can hear the smoke detector?
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's a lot, but you're both into it, so be it. So
you're
going to
get a rash.
Yeah.
And so, you, how long were you with this guy? 2 weeks.
Like 5 months.
Five months. And why did you break up?
Well, like, I don't know, like, towards the end, like, he was like... I don't know, he did, like, we'd only, like, I don't know, he had, like, all these things of hang-ups, and he was, like, really proud, and, like, I don't know, it was hard to talk to him.
Plus,
like,
he practically cut her off, he was only doing her 20 times a week, toward the end.
Well, we'd do it, like, twice a night, probably, was, like, the normal, like, towards the end, and, like, I was just, like, asking him about it, because I was, like, you know, like, are you losing interest in me, or, you know?
Hey, yeah, down to twice a night. Hey, hey, Leah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You going to junior college?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Next caller, please.
Ever been wrong on my junior college
call?
No,
never.
Say anything up on that screen about junior college?
No.
What percentage of the country attends junior college?
Judging by this show, 100%.
Say it's probably less than 5% of the entire country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monistat 7.
But I always know junior college when I hear it. All right, baby, you're fine. You broke up with the guy. You had plenty of sex. Hey, listen. No, wait. Listen to me. Don't get into that conversation with the next boyfriend.
Oh.
Like, here's what's going to happen. Your next boyfriend's going to ride you for about 12 to 14 minutes. He's going to get off. He's going to roll over, and he's going to say, that was great. And then he's going to say good night, and you're going to be like, what's up?
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, well, I'm going to bed. And you're going to be like... You, when I used to go out with Kurt, we'd get it on 6-7 times a day. I mean, we'd watch TV, then we'd bang, then we'd watch TV, then we'd bang. Sometimes we'd bang on the TV. And you start getting into this, the guy will never forget it. I'll get, like, totally freaked out by it. Don't get into it with the next guy. I mean,
is it,
what,
like, a bad thing to, like, want it that often?
It's... I don't want to get in. Do you want to get into her
no,
too much?
No.
I said good day, sir.
That's fine. You weren't violated in any way growing up.
No.
Not
no.
abused. Yeah.
I understand. Why are you so worried about this?
Well,
why are you
up?
Worried about?
You got a libido on you.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like he like made a comment once that like he said that like he thought like I like sex was all I thought of or something. And
okay,
I was
okay. Well,
I don't really think about sex.
Okay, but listen, wait. You're going to junior college. What are you thinking of? Trig. That's all you got to think about. Okay. Once in a while, you run into a woman who...
Well, you got to give your vagina a rest. I'm totally fascinated that she would have... I mean, you know, A, do you have that much lubrication? 5 times a day, you're shtipping all the time. It's going to smell.
Well,
I'm worried about her cleanliness.
This is not a Jewish girl. Not a Jewish girl.
No.
Jewish girls only do like a thimble full of lubrication a year, and they have to make it last. The goyim, we do like a swimming pool.
I'm
we do
a
like a YMCA swimming pool.
I
full
personally
of lubricant.
Have what I like all the time. I have that, but I don't understand. And don't douche either. It's not good.
No, I'll tell you when
it's not good.
When that mucus plug goes, there is going to be a swirl.
Allow your vagina to breathe, please.
Here's the thing. We talked a lot of women. They're sort of hypersexual, and it's usually because I got molested or something weird, or there's some compensation or something going on. Once in a while, and I could hear it in her voice.
Yeah.
She was fine.
Yeah.
We meet a nice junior college usually, but we meet a girl who's just she's like a teenage boy.
Yeah,
and this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That's your cadence. That's your rhythm.
That's
it. Don't worry about it. You're Leah. You're fine. And sorry. Let's talk to David, who's 27. David.
Hello. Hey, guys, doing, man?
Good.
How's Pamela doing?
How you doing?
I like that show from King of the Hill when Bobby goes with his mom to go get self-defense, and then he's kicking everybody in the nads, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Give me my purse, you know? And then his dad.
He takes a women's self-defense course because there's nothing left in town. So he screams, let go of my purse, and he kicks everybody in the balls.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. That's good.
All right. This is my question. I'm 27, and my girlfriend, you know, she just turned 21. And, I mean, at first, when I met her, she was a virgin, you know? Her parents didn't like me, and they still don't like me, but... You know, it's a different story. And, well, I kind of forced her to, you know, to have sex and stuff like that. I mean, we've been together for 2 years now, and it come to a point now that, you know, she is super sexual active. I mean, there's times that I have to push her off and tell her no, you know, I mean, you know, that's enough, no, you know. I have to.
Why was she a virgin? Why was she a virgin until 21?
Well, because her parents, you know, they were very old-fashioned, you know.
You're gay.
No, because her parents.
Yeah, why don't her parents like you?
Well, because I'm like a headbanger with long hair and this and that, and they're like, well, you know, right. They don't like, you know, with tattoos and.
All right, what's your question? Yeah. What's your question?
Okay, well, my question is it bad for me to turn her down, you know, when she really wants?
No, it's fine. Listen,
if you don't want to, you don't want to.
But
don't do it.
As we were saying earlier, you know. If you care about what she needs and want to make her comfortable, just go ahead and do it for her. It doesn't have to be a big deal right now.
Hold her.
Yeah. Look, there doesn't have to be that much energy about this. Yeah. Once in a while.
But he said he forced her to do...
But then once the cat was out of the bag, it was game on.
Yeah. I hope he meant, like, sort of coerce.
Yeah, I know.
Actually grabbed a handful of ear and forced her.
You're not
her
saying,
to do
like,
it.
Rape el rapo, are you?
No.
No, that was my name in Spanish class. So.
El Cabong, El Rapo?
El Rapo, they call me. Senior Rapo or whatever. You know, they'd all
say,
good
Rapo.
Evening,
yeah,
Senior Rapo.
It's all right, it's all right.
I think rape is a good thing.
it's all right.
Yeah, it's like Neon Lois Rape.
You know, it's okay to say, you know, I'm right. Tired,
wait,
baby.
We have to break.
Screw it, we're going to bed.
Okay, go.
All right. Pamela, great seeing you.
Thank you, guys. This has been so wonderful. I can't tell you. It's wonderful to be on this talk show in Hollywood.
Always a pleasure. I mean, so we'll see you again 2009.
Next child.
Yeah. 7 years.
Two more children.
All right. King of the Hill. Sunday night, 8:30. Fox. Watch that show. Support our friends. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Let's get to the set.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Vulcan-Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.